What is telepathy? See, the mind has some powers which the body does not have. Because the mind is subtle. It is not governed by the normal laws of physics that the body is governed by. So there is a whole set of phenomena which are called PSI or ESP, extrasensory perception. And they have been studied extensively. Princeton University had a whole department for studying this. And they found many mysterious phenomena like this. So there's a whole genre that is clairvoyance. Clairvoyance means some people can see that which they're not normally able to see. So you give somebody an envelope, even without opening the envelope, they know what is in the letter. How can it work? They just have their capacity. They tell what it actually is. So telepathy, so clairvoyance is seeing what is not normally visible. So psychokinesis. Psychokinesis means like some people just look at a spoon and they get the spoon to bend. Just by their mind, they cause physical objects to move. Psychokinesis. So like that, one thing is telepathy. Telepathy means that their one mind communicates with another mind. So there was B.H. Ryan. He is the pioneering researcher in this. And he had people say, they thought that there's no doubt that people are able to communicate. There's Charles Tart, he's written a book called The End of Materialism. And he has given extensive research of how there have been a lot of scientifically documented evidence for these phenomena. So I'll just explain this particular telepathy. So they had people so there's no doubt that there are sometimes when one person thinks something and the other person just gets to know it. So now how it happens is communication from mind to mind. How it happens, there's no idea. So then they thought maybe there are some kind of waves which transmit. You know, so one person, so for example, I'm sitting here and I want to convey a message to someone. And then that person immediately, yeah, this is what I should be doing. This is what I should go here. I should do this. I should call this person. So they thought this has been documented time and time again. So how does this happen? So they thought maybe there are some kind of waves that are generated. And those waves take the message from one person to another. So they had the telepathic transmitter, situated in a container which would not allow any waves to go out. And they had the receiver outside. And they found that still, with a completely wave-proof container, still the telepathic message was conveyed. So how it happens? It's the mind is not governed by physical laws. The most well-documented data in this is what is in random number generators. So for example, if a number generator generating anything between 0 to 9. So now, any one particular number being generated, its probability is 1 out of 10. But if there's a person who is standing in front of the or sitting in front of the random number generator, says, let 6 come. Now, if they do trial for 1,000, 10,000 times, they find that there is a statistically significant deviation from the standard that comes, depending on this desire, person's desire. And the significant thing is they found that if this person is in America and the number generator is in England, it doesn't have to be physically next to it. Still it happens. Not only that, if this person desires on Monday and the random generator generates on Friday, still it happens. So time and space, which are normally limitations for physical objects to interact with each other, they are no limitations for mental phenomena. So this indicates that the mind is a subtle entity. So telepathy is basically some minds have, by past karma, been given certain abilities which others don't have. See, like for some people, you know, they can just remember such things. They're just outstanding memories. Some people have outstandingly poor memories. So, what happens? So, for somebody with an outstandingly poor memory, a person who can just read one thing and remember, it seems like a miracle. But this variation in mental capacity in terms of memory, that's just a result of past karma. So, sometimes some people, by their past karma, have some abilities which are just out of the range of what is considered considered possible by modern physics. So telepathy is a mystic power which certain people get by past karma, and the mind acts and through the subtle realm to communicate with other minds.